guys, welcome and thank you for joining us.
I don't see anybody.
They're there, I promise. Oh. Yeah, so we can pull it up because Adam's doing something over there. We can pull it up on my phone so we can say hey to you guys. So make sure you let us know that you're here. Say hey. If you're watching the replay, give us a little hashtag replay. Let us know where you're joining from because we always like to know a little bit about who's on and where you're joining us
from. We can give
from.
You a shout out by name. We can like name you by name. You can tell your friends, both of them, that you're on Facebook. What?
There's people there. Oh. All right. So today we have an awesome topic. Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which came first?
Which beer is...
What?
No. Different topic.
Which came first, the motivated or the motivator? And we want you guys to let us know what you think in the comments. So what do you think came first, the motivated or the motivator? Joe, Bruce, Steven, hey, what's up? Love it. Chicago, New Jersey, Georgia.
Jersey, what exit?
Joe from Jersey.
Yeah, Joe from Jersey. Come on, what exit, Joe? A little faster.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait, we're on a delay, right?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. So, motivated came first. Okay. Give us more. Who else thinks motivated? Who thinks motivator?
Exit.
Michael.
Oh, exit 8A. That's the exit where no one lives.
Jen, your book finally came. Oh, awesome. Thank you, Asia. Good morning
Northern
from Northern California.
So that is that not San Francisco or is that in the East Bay? What part of Northern California? There's city names now. And you could name them. Or do you come
They're
like from the border,
to?
The border near Oregon? That's a big one. Ken Walls is there. Wow,
Ken Walls. Thank you for sharing.
So which came first, the motivated or the motivator?
What's up?
Fort Worth, Texas has arrived. How about them Cowboys? Yeah, they sure know how to lose when it counts.
Oh, he has it on the screen now. That's awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I can put my thing down.
Okay.
So.
Brian's
what's
here.
Up?
Cool.
Who are we seeing in Charlotte in 2 or 3 weeks? Let us know. I know Brian, you'll be there. Who else?
Brian's coming to Charlotte?
Yeah, Brian's coming to Charlotte. Tim,
Hey, do you know, I'm going to tell you what Brian Kelm is famous for.
Okay.
A moment in public seminar history that will never be broken. I gave away books in the beginning as I normally do. And I proclaimed to the audience that there's only two kinds of people I give my books to, bald guys and women.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Kelm shaved his hair, literally shaved his head, came back. And I think I gave you more than one book. I'm not really sure.
Oh, man, that is like hysterical.
The great Glenn Bill is here. I love Glenn Bill.
Can we see you on both pages?
Hey, Glenn.
Thank you for sharing.
Glenn, we talked yesterday to...
Don Yeager.
Who I'm sure you know, because he's from Muncie and all people from Indiana know each other.
Yeah, you guys, coming up on the podcast is going to be this amazing interview with Don Yeager. He has,
like
100 books that have been on the...
No, he's been on the New York Times bestseller list 100 times.
Oh, there
he has
we go.
Like 15, I think he has less books than me. I think he has like 12 books.
Wow.
But he's going to come
His
here.
Books are
we're
good.
We're going to be doing a couple things together. He's a really cool guy.
All right, so
Melissa
which came
Maldonado?
First?
Is here. She's checking in. Allison.
Which came first, the motivated or the motivator? We're getting some votes here. The motivation came first. The motivator wouldn't have been motivated if it were the other way around.
That's
Ooh,
correct. And,
Allison.
And Glenn from other Glenn from Canada. How are things there?
Hello. Jesse. All right. Make sure you guys invite both your friends to watch this because
we're
about to get into this and we're going to have a little fun.
Yeah. This is the skyline of Manhattan from Fish's Eddie's, I don't know what the hell they call Fish's Eddie. What kind of a store is it? Like a dishes store. Used and new dishes, and they have their own stuff. Fish's Eddie, it's 19th and 5th Avenue, but go to fishseddie.com and get yourself some dishes. Their stuff is amazing. We have it all over our house.
Yeah, they're just like fun.
Yeah.
They're not all New York-y like that. But
no,
they are,
but there's a lot
they
of...
They make a statement.
Yeah.
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 All right, David from Zurich. Hello.
Oh, my God. Didn't
right.
talk.
So,
wait, David from Zurich, Switzerland? Where is that?
David at the bottom.
I don't see it.
You guys, we're looking at a screen because you can't see what we're doing. We're looking at a screen that's like kind of far away and the text is really small.
Wait, David is checking in from Zurich, Switzerland.
That's
awesome.
He has
to win something.
And then if we we can't scroll it ourselves. Adam like scrolls for us and he makes sure that everything's working properly. Yeah. So our setup is like we're looking at a camera and right underneath is a big screen. It's kind of cool. I'll take a picture and put it in my Instagram stories for you to see in case you're curious. And Tamer, hello. We got a little Zoom in here. Glenn says going for our seed money today. That's awesome, Glenn. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. So
I have a feeling you're
going to
get a bag full of seeds, Glenn. That's just my opinion. You're in the Midwest. You're already a corn and beans guy. They can just fill those sacks with money.
Yeah.
I hope you get it. You deserve
it.
You totally deserve it.
Yes.
Pittsburgh is here.
Wes
Wyatt.
Adam is the man. All right. So what came first, the motivator or the motivator? And why is this even important to talk about?
Because everyone needs some kick in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of tricked you just a little bit because the answer is contained in these words.
So everyone needs some kick in the ass because you have to wake up every morning and do things that are going to get you further towards your goal.
Yeah. And you think that if you play music or you do something that's going to like get you pumped. No. You start out with your own personal mindset, positive mindset that will allow you to receive all the things that you're going for in a positive way. So if you're reading and you want to be positive, it will help you. If you're listening to something and you want to be positive, it will help you. If you write something and you want to be positive, it will help you. So you have to think it for yourself. You self-motivate to become motivated. You self-motivate to become motivated, and that all the other stuff inspires you. They are not the motivator. It is self-induced. And you decide if you want to make it positive or make it negative.
So the way I see it from what you're saying, Jeffrey, is we asked motivated or motivator. And what you're saying is actually there's something that preempts the motivated, and that is self-motivated. So self-motivated, motivated, motivator. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, madam.
So let's talk about ways, and I actually agree with you today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, so there you damn go. Hi, Tim.
We can fight over law of attraction another time. But I do agree with you on this topic. So let's talk about ways in which you guys self-motivate. Why don't you pop in the chat there some things that you do to motivate yourself?
Yeah. And it's not coffee. You're getting some caffeine, but it's self-induced caffeine. What do they call that?
Adrenaline?
Dopamine or something
adrenaline?
Like that. Maybe. But there's something inside your head that creates that process. And you make a decision in the morning, I'm going to have a great day, I'm going to have a shit day. And you can't let something like the outside weather or the potential motivate or impact that. Now, if it's a sunny day and it's springtime and it's 67 degrees out and you feel great and you take a walk, that was your decision. But you still have to be positive when it's pouring ass rain like it was yesterday.
I think a lot of it depends on how much you love what you do, because if you're going to a job, and let's say, like, I'm assuming if you own your own business, you love it. But I have heard of a lot of people like burning down their businesses. So maybe that's a bad assumption on my end. Because they didn't love it. So let's assume you wake up and you're doing what you love, then it's easier to self-motivate. If you wake up and you're going to a place that you hate going to and you're like, I don't like the people I work with or the thing I sell, or I don't believe in the team because they didn't deliver it right, or whatever it may be.
Or something happened yesterday, your tire got flat, you got a speeding ticket, you got a parking ticket, some shit happened, you got an income tax bill that you weren't expecting, and that affected your attitude. or your ability to motivate yourself.
So Brian says he reads in silence first thing in the morning between 4 and 5. Ken listens to Guns N' Roses. Tim just says hello. So hello, Tim. What's up?
Hold on.
Did you guys change something on the new set? Yes. Thank you for noticing. Woo! Ken wins a prize. You get a virtual hug?
Yeah. The first prize is a week in New Jersey. Second prize is 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. So we got these new tables. They're freaking awesome.
We're
going
to raise their height so we can
Jeffrey doesn't like that they're not high enough for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I like them. And we are just enjoying the new setup. We have a lot of space now to, like, hang out. You can't see everything because we don't have a wide lens on, but it's pretty fucking awesome.
So... Tamir says thank you, and you're more than welcome. It's our pleasure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very nice comment.
So, Jeffrey, you were a motivator to Tamir, and I bet that Tamir, in order for you to have purchased those courses and listened to those things, you actually started out by being self-motivated.
Yes. He wanted to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do in your own mind is to decide... where do you really want to grow? Not go, grow. And how willing are you, how open are you to accepting the words? And then the music, and then the video, and then the other stuff that will get you to that next level. But if your mind is not open, you're screwed. If you wake up and you're pissed off about something, or you stub your toe, or you got into an argument with your kids or whatever, you're toast for that day.
Well, you don't have to be. So that's the thing. You can choose to say, oh, shit, I stubbed my toe. That sucked in that moment. And now I'm going to find something happy. Like, I didn't stub my whole body. I don't know.
Right.
Like, you can choose what your attitude is.
Do you know that if you're in pain, bodily pain, you can take a leave and that... the meme of Aleve means it's going to relieve you. Like when they named that product that was worth millions.
Yeah, like Ambien, like Ampien.
Yeah, like Tylenol is fucking bullshit. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything.
Tim says lower his chair. No, he wants their tables to be raised up so that we're on high stools. But I don't think you guys would be able to tell the difference.
Oh, I do. Eduardo!
Ken loves our new look. Yeah. So,
where's
yeah.
Eduardo from?
I don't know. Thank you for listening to Sell or Die every day, Eduardo. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate that.
It's so, really cool. Listen, we're blessed with you, and we are looking at it from the standpoint of thousands and thousands. Wow.
Guadalajara. Cool.
All right, cool.
We just did some stalking. I love it. All right. So let's go back to our topic. You know, one of the things I've really been working on this year, and I'm sharing this because it might be something that you want to work on, is in order to get the results that you want, assuming that you are self-motivated, first you need to become the person you think you're going to become when you have those results. So a lot of people say, like, let's use $1 million. When I have those $1 million in sales...
Then
I'll. Yeah. Exactly. When I meet my quota, then I'll be able to
take
more time off.
When the kids start school, when the kids get out of school, when the mortgage is approved, when the mortgage is paid off, when I get married, when I get divorced, when the kids go to college, it's all bullshit. The day to do it is today.
Yeah.
And right now.
So,
and you're capable of it. It's just it is the way you perceive yourself mentally. And your capabilities.
Yeah. So one of the things I asked myself that I'm going to challenge you, diehard, to ask yourself is when you have that result that you're seeking, whatever that result is for your business or your sales, who would you be? And what would that look like?
Who would you become? And would it be a different person than you are now? Would you be in a different career? Would you be... with the same partner? Would you have a partner, get rid of a partner, because some people are there, as soon as I can do this, as soon as I, no.
I'd still be with you, honey.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I feelings are mutual on that one. And I think you have to look at the habits that you have, the routine that you have right now. And I'm going to be talking, it's interesting, I'm doing a webinar tomorrow or the next day for the sales hacker
tomorrow.
Group. And the sales hackers, I'm going to talk to them about who they're becoming.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to talk to them about what do they have to do to get to that next level.
And so for me, and I'm telling you about me again so that you can put it in terms of you.
Tell me
more,
honey.
But for me, I really questioned, am I being that person who is running the, you know, whatever my goals were. Let's say my goal was $1 million. Am I being that person that's running the $1 million business? Am I being that person that is serving in a way for that $1 million business? And if not, and am I taking care of myself in a way that is serving me so that I can take care of others? And what I realized was I really needed to improve on some of my routines. I had gotten out of my morning routine that had been so fabulous after we had Hal Elrod on our show.
Yeah, we began the whole process of Hal Elrod. Like, I've been doing some of that for years and years, but we even had Gabrielle doing Morning Miracle.
And I had gotten out of that routine, and I had not been making the most healthy choices with food and fueling my energy and my body and stuff like that. And so I'm telling this to you guys because I want you to really, like, search in your soul. Like, take a minute. Are you busy?
I'm answering Ken Walls, and I want to make sure he's not.
Ken, he's on a live stream with you. Why are you texting him?
Okay.
So
answer, just find me later.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
so what I decided was, if I wanted to become that person and if I wanted to have that result, I needed to first become that person.
Right. And I was taught early on to make all decisions based on the person you want to become.
Mm-hmm.
And that way your decisions are long-term decisions rather than I got to make my quota, therefore I got to hoodwink these three more people into my shit.
And to tie that back into self-motivation, what that did was it allowed me to find my creativity again. It allowed me to create the space, the container that I needed to do the things that I needed to do in order to have the result that I needed to have. So I want you to realize, like, when you're thinking about, do I have the result I want? You need to first ask yourself, are you being the person who would have that result?
Correct.
And if not, what would you need to change and what do you need to do differently?
If you can't see yourself doing it, then you ain't doing it.
Right. It's never going to happen.
Okay. So let me throw a word at you, and the word is best. Mm. If you are waking up in the morning determined that today is going to be a great day and you're going to do your best, because if you only determine it's going to be a great day, you may slough off a little bit. So it's going to be a great day and I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be my best. I'm going to act my best. I'm going to talk my best. Everything best.
Yes, yes,
and that
yes,
way,
yes.
You have a chance of motivating yourself and inspiring yourself. And let's talk about the difference in that for just one moment.
Yeah.
You may be motivated to win a football game because you're playing on the team and you're going to win one for the Gipper or whatever your deal is. But inspiration lasts a lot longer. You can go back and think about a college professor that you had, about a high school teacher that you had who was inspiring to you, a mentor that you had, a boss that you had who was inspiring to you, and you still think of that person literally daily and use them as part of your will to go on, get better, do better, be better. That's all I'm saying. It's your turn, Jen.
So when you think about, are you motivated? How motivated are you to achieve those goals that you want?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 100% motivated, and you can put in your percentages, like, let us know in the comments. Like, if you're 100% all in, motivated to have that result, then work backwards. And are you being that person?
Yeah. And I promise you that person has to be the best person you possibly can be for yourself first.
Mm.
If you decide that I'm going to be the best dad I possibly can be, like, dude, be the best person. then you can be the best dad. But if you're not the best person you can be for yourself, guess what? You're not going to be the best dad or the best mom or the best husband or the best wife. You have to be yourself, best for yourself first, then you can be the best for others. And if that's not the clue, I don't know what is.
Yeah, like he said.
Yeah, damn it. And you're pissing me off. Don't make me come to your house and ask you for a check.
So then the next question becomes, like, what gets in your way? And this is
your
participation part. What gets in your way from being that person? Yeah. What gets in your way from being best? Because when I think about it, a lot of people will say, well, I don't have the time to focus on me first.
Get up
I don't
earlier.
Have the... I need the money. I don't have the money to have that
luxury.
Yeah, to have that chef so I can eat healthy, or I don't have the money so that I could take time off and attend my kids' performances or whatever.
Or
those
go to
things
that,
may
or
be.
Go to that seminar, or you know, read that book. I don't have time to read a book. I guarantee you will find time for the things that you love to do. And unfortunately, for some of you, it's wastes of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at what is my time? What's the value of my time for me? And is it the right use of my time? Mm. Am I investing my time or am I spending my time?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would only challenge you to relook at your 14, 16-hour day and decide what the hell's going on there.
I mean, for me... I don't know about you, Jeffrey, but for me, I'm over the hustle. Like, all this crap about you have to hustle in order to, like, get the shit that you want. Like, I'm over it. I'd rather work in my flow state and be in alignment. And yes, that's going to sound really woo, and I know Allison's going to totally agree with me here. But, and maybe all of you will too, I don't know. Some are going to be like, no, I have to hustle. I have to work all the time. You don't have to work all the time. You know that there's actually a barrier to how much you can concentrate and focus and achieve in a day. And after you work over that max, and for everyone it's a little bit different, but after you work over that amount of time, you're less productive. You're not as productive. And there's almost no point. And so for me, I'd rather spend two amazing productive hours creating content, creating the things I need to do for the 20% revenue generating things in my business than work a million hours and not achieve all the stuff.
When Jen gets older, she will grow into the following, as I have.
When I get older?
Yeah.
Brian says we have the same 24 hours in a day. I know, just like Beyonce. Yeah.
Wow, Kamal, David Newman's book, Do It. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Do It Speaking. It is great. Brian, hello. Robert, hello.
Here's the deal. Once you are in the groove of loving what you do, nothing is work. And everything is work. And you lose the line. You can't draw a line that says, I've stopped working now, because you love it and it doesn't seem like work. Like, it's Sunday and you get up and do shit that has to do with your becoming rather than your working. And it makes it easier to understand what to do and how to do it. So I'm a dad part of the time. I'm a granddad part of the time. I'm a husband part of the time. I'm a writer part of the time. I'm a salesperson part of the time. And I love it. Whatever I'm doing, I love it. And so I don't look at it from the perspective of, oh my God, I can only work 14 hours or I'm going to die.
There's a difference.
Have you ever
between...
Wait a minute. You've only known me for half a dozen years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a pretty consistent worker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I bitch about it?
Nope.
Ever. Because I'm in my groove. I'm in my I don't know. I'm in my zone.
Yeah, but there's a difference between amount of time worked versus being in the flow state.
Yeah, I just don't measure it though. I don't know. I spent 4 hours on it today. I can't do any more. My 4 hours is up. I don't have a ding. Oh, shit, my time's up.
No. So there's a difference between what you do, which is you write and generate and create when you're in flow. You also will take a 2-hour break in the middle of the day because your creativity is not there at the
moment.
And
you need a taco.
And right.
And it's
whatever,
Taco Tuesday.
Whatever. Well, yeah. Right. Whatever it may be. Right. But there's a difference between that and the message out there right now, which is in order to be successful, you have to hustle hard. You have to work all the time, because working all the time may not be as productive if you're not working on the right things and being your best first. Like, the reason you're able to do that for so many hours at a time straight and be in flow for so long is because you've started out with the foundation of self-motivation and, what you said, being your best self first.
Yeah.
And I'm going to challenge you guys listening that 74% 74% of people out there don't do those two things first. And so they just start and they say, well, I'll just outwork the next guy. I'll just out hustle them. That is not what's going to get you to the top.
It'll help.
It'll help if you've become your best self first.
When I moved to Charlotte 30 years ago, I worked 18-hour days because I needed to get myself right side up financially 32 years ago. And so, and I grew quickly because I dedicated myself to hard work.
Okay, and when during that time did you study the Napoleon Hill book for 4 hours a day?
I'd already done that.
Right, so you had already spent a year of your life, 4 hours a day for 365 days working on yourself.
Yes.
Okay, and most people don't do that. Most people don't spend 4 hours a day working on themselves.
Because they don't recognize the value of it.
Right. Or they don't think they... Of course, after you have that foundation, now if you work your butt off and put in the hard work, yeah, you're going to like excel times a million. But you had that foundation.
That's true. But I already... I can't express this enough. I already loved what I did. Like, when I started to make sales, I realized I loved sales. I want to be the best at it. Mm-hmm. Best. When I started to write, I go, wow, I love this. I want to be the best at it. Mm-hmm. And when I started to speak, I go, wow, I love this. And I want to be the best at it. Now we're podcasting, and I want to be the best at it.
Hell yeah.
And we're doing it in a way that creates a value message, number one, and genuine engagement. Look at the people talking about. They're laughing. They're commenting, you know.
I love what Ken just said. When you're just starting out, you have to work your ass off. There's a season for planting and a season of growth before the season of harvest. Yes.
Sounds
and
biblical.
Where are you planting your seeds? Oh, that sounds dirty. It wasn't meant to be.
And a time to grow up, a time to lay down.
When you do what you love, it's a
birds.
Source 19, of energy. 100%.
Four.
Yes, 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 yes. Like compound interest, 100%, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you guys, we just talked about podcasting, and I'm curious, if you were to read a book about podcasting, what would you want to learn?
Yeah.
I'm asking for a friend.
That is funny, by the way. Turn, by the way, was Bob Dylan, probably 1963 or 64, and then the Byrds did it when the Beatles made their invasion. The same way the Byrds did My Back Pages, a Bob Dylan song that's unbelievable.
I love how...
But it's Ken's thing. It's a time to wake up, a time to lay down.
I love that Jeffrey knows everything ever about music.
And there you go.
There you go. All right, guys. I think we're...
We have to go now? We're like fucking hot right now.
I know. It is awesome. And we do love being here with you. Thank you for joining us. New phrase, always be planting.
Cool.
Yes. 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 That's good.
And it means different things for people in different states.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm challenging you that you can be better than who you are right now simply by rededicating yourself to personal motivation, personal attitude, personal feel good about yourself, and then build on that. And mm-hmm. when you do, automatically you're going to go out there and strive for best.
Hell yeah. Bye.